What's going on, everybody? It's me. I'm back. I've kind of got a regular schedule, it seems like, these last few weeks, but today I'm officially 100% moved in. Now, that doesn't count stuff that I still have at my parents' house from when I moved to the apartment 4 years ago. This is just my apartment moved into this house. And I have so much stuff. The garage is full. Slowly trying to get it in, get it organized throughout the rest of the house, get it put away. But it's really just me. So my fiance and her roommate, they're making some trips out here for like 30 minutes a day, every day this week. And so it's mostly them just bringing their stuff in and putting it away. So hopefully they will be able to stay and actually help me get some of my stuff put away. Because my whole apartment's here now. I do have to go back this week and have, or clean, I should say have cleaning done, me clean myself, though I have been really tempted to hire cleaners to go into that apartment and just clean it top to bottom. But I'm going to do that probably this week or next weekend, and then turn in my keys, and then I'm done with my old apartment complex, and I could not be happier. It's been a long time coming. I'm happy to be out of there and not having to deal with that horrible maintenance team ever again. I have to say, if you are in the Kansas City area and looking for an apartment, avoid Grand Summit at all costs. It's fine if you just need a place to live, but if you actually want maintenance to do their job, you might as well not worry about it. But that's all in the past. Like I said, I've just got to clean it up. And then I'm completely done over there. So I'll probably do that sometime this week. Hopefully the movers coming in this week here at the house doesn't throw me off of anything. But who knows? Outside of that, I still had to get my office set up. So when we moved one of the bookshelves, of course, the one that I wanted to use in my office, the black one, that broke on the way over. So we put it on a dollar to move it, and it kind of went weird. And then my dad kind of shoved it into the back of the truck to lock in some other stuff. And that pretty much finished it off. It had, as soon as we started pulling it out of the truck, it just fell apart. So I had to get a new bookshelf, but I believe my fiance has some black ones and she's not going to be using them all. So I'll probably use one of those and get that in my office to get that piece set up. So we'll see. I'm just excited to get everything going and just, yeah, having all that stuff ready. But that's really all I've got. It's, you know, short little spurt of an episode today, but I've been exhausted and I've been taking a break and just chillaxing. A little bit ago, I was moving some stuff around. I feel like I tweaked my back a little bit, so I came in and laid on the floor for the last hour or so and just migrated back to the couch. So just relaxing, watching a Linda Ronstadt documentary and waiting for my fiance and our roommate to get here this afternoon. Because they're bringing some of their stuff again today. And hopefully, like I said, we'll be able to get some of my stuff moved. Because we got a busy week ahead of us with other crap getting done. But as always, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for paying attention. And we will catch you on the next go-around.